This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Healthcare officials have warned that more hospitals are experiencing an influx of COVID-19 patients, which is affecting their hospital bed capacity, especially for intensive care units. The situation is only expected to worsen due to the post-holiday surge of persons who have tested positive for COVID-19. This news comes as a slow distribution of the coronavirus vaccine rolls out across Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards on Wednesday described state efforts to improve the pace of vaccinations, but he and public health officials noted nothing would happen quickly enough to combat the state's coronavirus outbreak except the precautionary measures they've been preaching for months, such as wearing masks, social distancing, and avoiding large gatherings. Texas has reported its first known case of a person infected with the new variant of the coronavirus. State and local health officials said the patient is a Houston-area man between the age of 30 and 40 who has no known travel history. Harris County officials said the man was in stable condition and isolated. Texas joins a handful of states to report the new variant of the virus that causes COVID-19. State health officials say there is no evidence it causes more severe disease, and they say current vaccines are expected to be effective. Weather forecasters say a weekend storm system will bring snow to some parts of the South and potentially severe thunderstorms to others. The National Weather Service's early forecast for the Red River Radio listening area indicates we may see some wintry weather beginning Saturday evening, as overnight temperatures should drop into the upper 20s and remain very cold on Sunday. Meteorologist Matt Hemingway with the National Weather Service in Shreveport gave this update.
We are looking for an initial onset of precipitation probably to occur sometime Sunday afternoon, most likely light rain over East Texas, Southeast Oklahoma, gradually transitioning farther east, and with that also looking at the atmosphere cooling aloft. And that will begin to be supportive for a transition from rain to possibly a rain-snow mix, and then eventually maybe all snow as we go through Sunday night into Monday.
Moist air from the Gulf of Mexico is expected to push north to the Arklatex over the weekend, which will affect snowfall amounts and accumulation.
We're looking at maybe a 2 to 3 inch swath of snow here from parts of East Texas into North Louisiana. Maybe right up along the Arkansas border here, north of Farmerville, Union Parish into Union County, Arkansas. Farther north and west, the amounts currently we're showing are a little bit less than that. However, some of our more recent model trends have started to indicate maybe some heavier amounts across the I-30 corridor as well.
The National Weather Service forecast could change, and meteorologists urge everyone to be aware of the potential for accumulation of snow. There is also a potential for freezing rain and ice on roads and bridges if ground temperatures stay at or below freezing for a significant time. Stay tuned to Red River Radio as we will provide weather updates as conditions warrant. The immediate forecast for today, you can expect a cloudy day. There may be some patchy sunshine later on. Morning temperatures should reach 43 degrees with afternoon highs in the upper 40s. This is Red River Radio.